Blog Talk Radio.
Seasonal Affective Disorder by Mocha 868. When the tail ends of storms tickle the tapered tips of twin isles, and chilled autumnal winds blow through the north, your hurricane begins stirring its cacophonous cocktail in my foggy brain. As sanguine Montpellier maple leaves begin their deciduous downward dance towards a graceful expiration, I remember. I hate October. I am acutely aware. We celebrated your existence on this day, and in the vacuum of you, there is only static. The garbled, dissonant sounds of the thundering rain, punctuated with the muffled hauntings of a Vestal maiden The dead laughter sings to the frigid wetness, like a prayer, like a curse. As Caribbean shades of crimson begin creeping out, sorrel, poinsettias, and homemade wine, and parang chimes over tinkling nights, I remember. I hate Christmas. I am acutely aware that the last time you gave me your sweet punishment, that succulent opiate, I love you, was exactly 1,813 days, 6 hours, and 47 seconds ago. An appetizing gift to my aching malnourishment, sent on Christmas Day at 11:11. Like a prayer, like a curse. As children pirouette with sparklers, their shrill chuckles scenting the air with joy, while overeager boys combust their fireworks prematurely, I remember. I hate New Year's. I am acutely aware that time has fasted our tourmaline and garnet poimois into its dodecahedron, and soon our reflections will become a baker's dozen. So, like a demented Cinderella, as the clock strikes 12, I sprint to any sacred ground where I can find you, to clutch your lingering traces, to wrap myself around the shadow of your memory, and before the magic fades, offer pleading whispers to God for another year of your health, your safety, your happiness. The searing tears carve molten rivulets down my cheeks, baptizing beseeching breath. As a prayer, blessed by a curse. End poem.
Hello, 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 and welcome to El Nuestro Reino Radio. And today is a very special day, January 15th, and we wish our queen, Mocha, 868, a happy birthday today. And this is a celebration of her works, a celebration of who she is and what she means to us. And I am glad that I am here presenting this for her. This is a little special surprise for her, and we have quite a bit ahead. So without further ado, happy birthday, Mocha. And I will say more on that later, but here is Gonzo.
Features All Poetry member Mocha 868 and her work Bravo Zulu, inspired by warrior loves such as Casca and Guts from the anime manga Berserk. Enjoy. Bravo Zulu by Mocha 868. scandalous subterfuge sparks her sinful embers, black body radiation. When her chord is struck, she hums, free vibration. 2150 degrees Fahrenheit, calloused hands smelt her ore, crest lips conquer her core. Suckling ambrosia from dewy chiffonia bells, with all the fervor of Prometheus, escaping with God's filched flames. Intimate amphibious invasions, D-Day has arrived. The Overlord takes ownership, plundering Procreant lands. Body is a shotgun, pump action, 500 mils. Fingertips are EOD, deathly disarming, precise in skill. Her hips swirl topside, self-control going AWOL. Vulcan combustions consort with Viking chants. Gungnir's lust sated. Odin owns you all. Bravo, Zulu. But this isn't the end of the war. For more work featuring today's poet, Mocha 868, go to www.allpoetry.com/mocha_868. MOCHA_868. That's www.allpoetry.com/mocha_868. MOCHA_868. Thanks for stopping by. Keep that pen on the page.
You're a reflection. You're supposed to do just what I do. But you do ludicrous things. I do what? Ludicrous things. Of course I do. I'm an artist. And all I gotta do is act naturally.
The Strangling Stillness by Mocha 868. A covered painting in a room with no sunlight. Half wilted bouquet of roses. A spider caught in the rain. A butterfly impaled on a needle. A thimbleful of blood. A pen gripped by a skeleton's hands. A compass that only points south. More than your perception, less than your impression. The quiet is where art goes to die. End poem. Stygian Tongue by Mocha 868. Catch the locomotion thoughts blazing by like asteroids. Pluck the neon foxglove flutes pressed between the grimoire pages. Bottle and jar, the poisoned potpourri. Journal it to last the ages. The looping postulation boils bubbly in the cauldron. Will the potion be filter or bane? One will not know till the tasting. Chanting voice rises into the ether on chimneys of dragon's blood smoke. Glowing green eyes, mirrored in the crystal ball, watches scarlet bleed from blushing young rose, feeding on her oozing. using passion as the elixir of life. But the wonder-working white witch fears no curse of illiteracy. Warden watches over her workshop. Toph trains her in his theses. Her quill flows with key. She has no need to be any existence other than she. End poem.
Mocha does so many amazing things for our group, and the fact that she is from Trinidad and Tobago, I think she pulls her culture into what she writes and who she is. Once she had a contest, and I'm going to read this for her, she presented a challenge and create a fictional character off of one of her glamour shots, and this is what I created, taking in her culture. It's called the Midnight Queen. Kneel at the throne of the Midnight Queen, gripping the eyes and garnets in Mpingo pools, pages of the Grand Grimoire, ripped, stuffed in the chambers between ribs, archipelago purples in the silk robes, her magic from the scarlet chiconia. She holds the bacale flow in the hands, the flooding tempest of Mama Delu. Anaconda grips in the captive gaze. Still she bathes in the womanly gestures. La Diablas, whispering the death songs, kissed in the viper's coil, ruling with the hematite kilt. Neath the hem of the dress, she mothers the duen, captivating the children to peel the flesh, devour the bones, kneel at the throne of the Midnight Queen, beg for the breath to stop.
Matriarch of Virgil by Mocha 868. Momotas Bahamensis, Queen of the Forest, perched atop exalted throne, a still life silhouette, camouflaged amongst an impressionist painting of crushed Larimar and flecks of Peridot. Deftly she dances the ballet between burnished copper branches of soursop, rose, mango, and a sea of cocoa trees, remnants of a now slaveless plantation. Papa Bois is the only master here. Crisp Caribbean breeze ruffles her lapis lazuli crown, dipping and pooling between her valleys. The ginger lilies suspire calypso, and bending palms rustle with the vibration of djembe drums. The bamboo cathedral shudders in the chill of the evening. The sun, golden as a mame apple, descends. Rambutan eyes glow with all the mysticism of a sukuya, sailing like an Easter holiday kite through scorpion pepper skies. She is Empress of the Emerald City, sovereign of every sapling, matriarch of Virgil and poem.
For all she does around here to make Il Nostro Regno radio happen, I greatly appreciate what she does. Everything she does about goes about. We would have no intro music without her. She helps us get the team together for the graphic art and everything. So, and she pulls together the people on the board, and I'm grateful and thankful to have her as a co-owner of this place.
Mangled Amity by Mocha 868. Loving you is an act of self-mutilation. Glowing teeth of the smile that once warmed me tear chunks of my flesh, hands that once cradled with firm and gentle protection now snake themselves around windpipes. Yours is a treacherous love, like the old service dog, thought rehabilitated. It only takes a whiff of fresh blood to flip your switch and take you back to war. End poem. Lost and Finding by Mocha 868. Where does your inspiration go when it's lost? Does it stow away in the first ship it finds, bound for the new world in Colombian essence? Skitter across the sea, trod through tropical wilderness, inure itself with quaint natives and eccentric traditions. Perhaps a flight to Paris to rekindle its sense of romance, to have the sonic love affairs at the Louvre, bashfully gazing at Julien and Gabriel d'Esprit. Perhaps trekked to India to recall the thrumming sensation of existing, to drown itself in thunder on hectic city streets, to taste holy reverence and liberosis at Srirangam Temple. Whether for a sip of limoncello on a Sicilian beach, for hanami and karaoke in bustling Japan. To see the sights through London's eye. Or dance to drumming djembe with a West African. One thing is certain. Wherever your inspiration has traveled to, it's gone to find itself again.
What I have always loved about her poetry is she brings some great intelligence, like that last piece, bringing us all over around the world and back again. And I think that the way she writes is just fantastic. Definitely someone you want to start reading and start just realizing how amazing her poetry is.
For Lack of a Better Word by Mocha 868. I want to immortalize you, to capture your essence and bottle it as the soul of the rose. As my ineligible pen feebly fumbles for favorable phrasing, I frown at the ineptitude of the English vernacular. To consign the kaleidoscopic complexities of this state of being, this transfer and transmutation of energies, this cornucopia of emotion, to one four-letter word, oft uttered in platitudinous repetition, used to describe every fleeting burst of passion, from the admiration of art by critics to the acquisition of designer purses by valley girls, and every other positive reaction towards the banal, is an insult to the treasure of your existence in my life. Chopin himself could not craft a composition comparable to the consolatory notes that chime from your vocal cords. Therefore, my songs of your praise could be considered contemptible. Would Pavlova be able to portray with prancing pirouette and precise posing of petite porcelain limbs the palpitations of my heart when you peer into my psyche? I doubt the definition of her dance would deftly depict this damning sensation. What paint cannot picture in my proclivity, ink cannot inscribe in my indelible infatuation, dance cannot denote in the depths of my dedication, and language lacks lustrous lettering for. There remains only one encompassing, yet exiguous expression. All I am left with is, I love you. End poem.
And now you heard Gonzo read this for you. Let's hear it in Mocha's own voice.
Bravo, Zulu. A poem by Mocha 868. Scandalous subterfuge sparks her sinful embers. Black body radiation. When her chord is struck, she hums, free vibration. 2,150 degrees Fahrenheit. Calloused hands smelt her ore. Crassus lips conquer her core. Suckling ambrosia from dewy chaconia petals. With all the fervor of Prometheus, escaping with God's filched flames. Intimate amphibious invasion. D-Day has arrived. The Overlord takes ownership, plundering procreant lands. Body is a shotgun. Pump action, 500 mils. Fingertips are EOD, deftly disarming, precise in skill. Her hips swirls topside. Self-control going AWOL. Vulcan combustions consort with Viking chants. Gungnir's lust sated. Odin owns you all. Bravo, Zulu. But this isn't the end of the war. End poem.
I want to just say once again how much she does for us, and I want to personally say how much she's done for me. She's an amazing person that has absolutely blessed my life in the most fantastic ways. I appreciate all that she has done for me. She is a great co-owner to Il Nostro Regno, and I consider her a partner. We stand side by side, and she is very much appreciated and loved throughout, and I think that she has done such a fabulous job on everything she does, including her little playful side, which I guess I'll play next.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I just want to feel your body rubbing up all over me. I just want you for my own. You know inside of me is your home. Make my wish come true. All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby, oh, I don't want a lot for Christmas. You satisfy all my needs. Tie me up just like your presents underneath the Christmas tree. Stuff me good just like your stockings. Lay me down by the fireplace. It'd really make me happy if you brought the toys out for Christmas play. I just want to be owned more than you could ever know. I'll make you come times two. All I want for Christmas is you. You, baby.
And I'm glad that we're able to celebrate and give this little dedication to Mocha. One last surprise. Deborah Lee, can you go ahead and read what you've written for Mocha?
Awesome, I'll do that. Happy birthday, Mocha. I wanted to look up flowers and see some of their meanings and make a bouquet of you. So it's called Find Her in the Magic from Her Bouquet. Here we go. The yellow blooms show friendship with two white roses on the side and pink and red long stems too. Now joy and admiration collide, wrap baby breath bundles light white into the magic for her bouquet. To show she is soft and quiet, but strength runs deep from the fray. Lavender flowers to trigger her sigh, air messages to exhale to the brain. breathe goldenrod sunshine into sky spilling rain, blending in lilacs, chasing the pain. Fragrances marked with chamomile, steeped in peppermint and rosemary. Apple blossoms, mistletoe, cinnamon spice, and raspberry. All her colors shine through her wild flower garden display. These birthday wishes is potpourri, celebrating you today. And when you get a chance, check out the author's notes, Mocha. It'll show you why I chose each flower that I chose and the meaning that I saved for. Roses symbolize innocence and purity, and the baby's breath, which you see everywhere, has so many symbolisms, but this to show the innocence that's backed up by sheer strength and fortitude and a lot of sweetness in the middle. So again, happy birthday, and I'm so sorry about my crappy voice.
Now, that is fine. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And, what she did for her there is just fantastic. And I'm glad you were able to bring it, because I know she would greatly appreciate this. And I will be sending this link to her afterwards. Rooster gave you a birthday wish out on the board saying, come back soon, Mocha, but only when you're good and ready. And Phil the Poet said, happy birthday, Mocha. And Wayne, he said if he would, he's going to try, but he says happy birthday as well. And that he loves you. And we all do love you, Mocha. I'm glad that I was able to put this together for you, and I hope you enjoy it. Happy birthday once again. Thank you, Deb, for taking your time out and reading for her.
Thanks for getting the whole chain. I was glad to be part of it.
No problem.
Happy
We're going to call
Mocha.
It a happy birthday, Mocha. And with that, we're going to play a little outro.
This is the voice of Mocha 868, and you're listening to Regal